The Supreme Court heard arguments today in a major case on homelessness. The case has sweeping implications for the 250,000 people in the U.S. living on streets, in parks, or in cars. The court's conservative justices appeared to side with an Oregon city's crackdown on sleeping in public. Well, NPR's Jennifer Ludden was at the court. She is with me now. Hey there.
Hi there.
Okay, so obviously, this is not just a town in Oregon. This is cities and towns all over the country that would have a stake in how this case turns out. I mean, we know that rates of homelessness are at a record high. What specifically was the legal question before justices today?
So the crux in this case is whether cities can punish people for sleeping outside if they have nowhere else to go. And this all started back in 2018. There was a landmark case heard out of Idaho, and the court said no. The lower court said no, you cannot do this. It is cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment. Now, the small city of Grants Pass, Oregon, is challenging that ruling, which leads us to today's arguments.
Okay.
Grants Pass essentially banned people from sleeping outside with a blanket or a pillow on any public land at any time, even though it has no public shelter. And when the lower courts again said that is unconstitutional, they appealed to the Supreme Court.
Okay, so the attorneys for Grants Pass laid out the city's case. How did it land?
Well, the court's more liberal justices jumped in right away, accusing Grants Pass of targeting people simply because they're homeless. Justice Sotomayor said, you don't arrest sleeping babies. You don't arrest people who fall asleep on a beach. You only arrest people who don't have a home. At one point, when the attorney for Grants Pass was talking, Justice Kagan interrupted to say, look, sleeping is not a criminal act.
Sleeping is a biological necessity. It's sort of like breathing. I mean, you could say breathing is conduct too, but presumably you would not think that it's okay to criminalize breathing in public.
Her point was the law on Grants Pass amounts to targeting who people are, not what they do, what the law calls status versus conduct, and courts have said that is illegal, but conservative justices did not appear to be buying that in this case.
Okay, and what points were conservative justices making?
Well, for one thing, they said over and over that it can be hard to draw this line between someone's conduct and their status. Here's Justice Gorsuch in an exchange with Deputy U.S. Solicitor General.
How about if there are no public bathroom facilities? Do people have an Eighth Amendment right to defecate and urinate?
No, we
is that conduct or is that status?
There were a lot of hypotheticals like this. But the conservatives' biggest point was how complicated homelessness policy is and questioning whether judges should be micromanagers of that. Chief Justice Roberts said, of course, the solution is to build more shelter for people, but
the municipalities have competing priorities. I mean, what if there are lead pipes in the water? Do you build the homeless shelter or do you take care of the lead pipes? Why would you think that these 9 people are the best people to judge and weigh those policy judgments?
And that last question of his is exactly the point that lots of cities and states across the country are making. Places led by Democrats and Republicans alike who support Grants Pass, and they say they need more flexibility to keep their own public spaces safe and open for everyone without getting hit by lawsuits over how they do it.
Well, let's step back and look at this more broadly. If Grants Pass prevails in this case, how would it affect the country more broadly?
So, of course, we don't know how narrow or broad any decision would be. But for homeless advocates, the worry is that more places would be encouraged to enact harsher policies. Some states have already passed pretty aggressive bans on camping. Florida's governor recently signed a law that seeks to move unhoused people off public property altogether and into government-run encampments. Cities like Grants Pass say, look, if they have more enforcement powers, they could get more people into shelters and help them find housing. But nothing in this case will solve the bigger problem, which is the severe lack of affordable housing in the U.S., which is really helping fuel homelessness.
And NPR's Jennifer Ludden, thank you.
Thank you.